Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing all right. I was up pretty late last night. Darren came over and we recorded a few episodes of our podcast, Second Player Press Start. We ended up recording an episode on Life is Strange before the storm, and I think we're going to have to break that one into two parts because it's pretty beefy. Yeah, we probably could have talked all night about that game, but yeah, we had to stop at some point, and yeah, it was a good talk. It was I really enjoy recording that podcast, and I enjoy talking video games with my buddy. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So that was pretty much the only thing I got up to last night. My wife was out of town, so this morning was a little busy, but I managed to get myself out of the house at a reasonable time, and I had to drop my youngest off at my parents' on the way to work, so there was that. What else can we talk about today? I purchased, I think I mentioned it a few days ago, it's called an 8BitDo wireless USB receiver, and, I saw this on a YouTube video. It's this little kind of like USB dongle that allows you to use, all kinds of controllers on the Switch. It was about $20 on Amazon, and I was almost tempted to buy a new controller this past weekend for the Switch, just like a third-party wired controller. Which would have probably been about $40. And I was so close to doing it, but thankfully I found this video of this little $20 dongle that allows me to use a PlayStation controller or an Xbox controller on the Switch. Which is nice because it utilizes controllers that I already have, and I don't have to worry about purchasing more controllers that are only, you know, tied to one platform. So, I plugged it in last night, and it didn't work right out of the box. I must have been doing something wrong, but after unplugging it and plugging it back in, sure enough, it worked without any hitches. So, yeah, it was a little weird using a PlayStation controller on a Switch, but it worked exactly how you thought it might work, so that was neat. The other thing I received in the mail yesterday was a protector for my arcade machine. I guess the company that makes the machine that I bought, there was pretty early reports of the control panel artwork, like the artwork that's underneath where the joystick is, eventually kind of like rubbing off, which is super annoying. You know, you spend a fair bit of money on this arcade machine and you would hope that it would last. But I guess they failed to put any, like, protective coating on this thing that would kind of keep it safe. Actually, I noticed a few days ago that, mine was starting to rub at the front. luckily it kind of, it turned black. I've seen pictures online of the control deck kind of turning like a, almost like the wood underneath, and it's really obvious and it looks really nasty, but mine kind of blended in with the artwork, so it's not so obvious. But what they send you is a another piece of artwork and like a clear plexiglass overlay that you put on top, so it protects even that piece of artwork. So yeah, I was happy that I finally received that in the mail, and it kind of puts my mind at ease about this thing being protected, which is nice. I almost wish I ordered two of them so I'd have kind of one for backup, but it should be fine. Yeah, that's kind of all that's really going on. Let's see. Yeah, I didn't really have a chance to look at the internet this morning for something to talk about, because I was kind of by my lonesome trying to get the kids ready for school. So, yeah, I have absolutely nothing else to talk about. So, with that said, I will probably stop rambling and cut this episode short. Until then, have a good day, and I'll chat to you guys again tomorrow.